Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Janie and Wicked are supposed to know what's going on in the world.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Let's see if they really do.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
It's What's Trending with Jamie and Wicked.
Apparently they give a lot fewer D pluses than D minuses.
On 98.1 KMBZ.
I'm actually surprised that Game of Thrones is not trending, but I guess after the entire buildup for last week's season premiere, some of the, truly excitement, all that kind of, waned off a little bit. But in case it becomes trending again, last night's episode was awesome. I'll say anymore. I'll wait 24 hours.
Not just 24 hours. Well, number one, you can save that for it's between 10 and 2, and it's fine for everyone else. But save it for Facebook or something. just save it for your social media.
Some people thought last week's episode was kind of boring, and then this week's episode really ramped up. So, Travis, I know you're not caught up yet, but you're going to really like yesterday's episode of Game of Thrones. Now, that's not trending, but that's...
But it's important to you, all that matters.
It's important to many. We always have, now the Game of Thrones party in our living room.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People come over, bring their cocktails, and we don't dress up or anything. We save that for the finale. But
I don't know. The fact that you had to say that, the fact that you immediately, before I even asked, you said that.
Yeah.
To me, makes me wonder just a little bit.
Just making sure.
I'll just talk about the one thing that's not Chiefs related.
Yeah, and I'll get to that.
Feel free to take the next few minutes.
Yeah.
Jared Kushner is trending because he went, this is ahead of a Senate panel hearing. He had denied any collusion with Russia.
If you didn't see that coming, what's he going to say? You know what? This whole hunt.
Yeah. He's not going to cop to anything.
No. He's not going to.
The Senate Intelligence Committee meeting was today. He is set to speak any moment, according to CNN. So if he says anything newsworthy, we'll.
Breaking news from Jared Kushner. He denied any colluding. Really?
We didn't already know.
A lot of Chief stuff is trending. Training camp has begun for the Kansas City Chiefs, which means, as much as we all love summer, football season is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Clark Hunt has introduced Brett Veach, your new general manager. Also, he was asked about the John Dorsey firing, and he said the decision was his. The decision was mine, was a quote from Clark Hunt today, and he still has a good relationship with him. Nothing earth-shattering. Day one of training camp is kind of a make sure everybody knows where their locker is. The young guys get in there. Training camp can get boring. Really can. After about the third, maybe even the second week, training camp can get just boring.
Plus, what makes it interesting?
If you're a football junkie,
okay,
you can go up there and watch them.
Okay.
I assume it's free. If it's not, please text in 22980. It's up in St. Joe, right?
Yes.
It's just a taste of football.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of position battles, actually, for teams that, are going to be won. People want to see the new quarterback that was drafted, Pat Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
See if he has a chance to, take over the starting spot. Probably not this year, but next year from Alex Smith. So there's intrigue. It's about position battles. But for the most part, this team's pretty loaded. Other than the quarterback, this team is probably as good as any team in the National Football League talent-wise.
Hmm.
But it always comes back to that quarterback. It always is going to come back to that quarterback and whether or not Alex Smith can win you football games.
Why is Jim Delaney training?
He is the Big Ten commissioner. A couple of things. One, they have now allowed FCS teams, the smaller schools, back on some Big Ten schedules, and the Big Ten has a contract now with Fox and ESPN for football and CBS for basketball. So you've got training camp starting for NFL teams, and you have all these conference media days going on. Today is the Big Ten. Big 12 was, last week, all the Big 12 schools spoke. So football season's around the corner.
Are you excited about it?
I love football season. There's no doubt.
Even though you're no longer in Packer country?
Well, actually, this I've learned after the Chiefs, and it's, leaps and bounds, there are a ton of Packers fans around here.
Yeah.
There are a ton of them.
Sure.
We looked online. There's like 4 Packers bars in the area. And I've gone to a game at Coach's over, I think, on 103rd. Okay. I think that's right. And on the right side was the Chiefs room, which, you know, you would expect.
Right.
And then on the left side, there was a whole room for the Packers game. And I'm like, what the hell's going on here? Where am I? But I'll take it.
It's also National Tequila Day, which nobody told us ahead of time.
Well, we're going to just have to start.
So we're not celebrating today.
I need to hear about your weekend, by the way.
I was just going to say, I already have enough new hobbies now after this weekend that I don't need tequila in my life. Not yet.
But we have to get to your new hobby.
Yeah,
we have to tell people about what your new hobby is.
Because I need more things to be into.
Right.
Apparently.
Right, definitely.
But this one surprised me. pleasantly surprised by this one. Not liquor.
It's not liquor.
It's not liquor. It's kind of liquor related,
though. It's like an accessory to liquor.
The liquor was the allure to me about it. And then who knows? Who knew I'd actually like the actual thing?
It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. That's what's trending. We will tell you what that is. Plus, if you're going out with your kids to a specific restaurant, you can have one drink. And that's it. Mm-hmm. And we'll tell you why next on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ. Midday with Jamie and Wicket. It's 12:18. Coming up, we'll jump back into our conversation in the 1 o'clock hour about 18th and Vine. And there is an editorial in the Kansas City Star about the American Jazz Museum that we have here, along with the problems at 18th and Vine. And should we keep on investing in the Jazz Museum? And what about this jazz festival? We'll get back into that at 1 o'clock.
Real quick, just to update power outage information here, because we know Travis just got a bit of an update. You live in Shawnee, and so you're in one of these areas. You lost power when?
On Saturday at 9:45.
Okay, so I'm just looking at the outage map because we know a lot of you are still now like 36 hours into this and have not had power or more at this point, almost 48 hours in. The map shows they've still got 22,000 people out of power in KCP&L service area, which covers the whole area. It doesn't appear as though much has changed since this morning. Now, we know that crews are out, and feel free to keep texting us, 22980. Whatever you're seeing out and about, we know that people have been texting and saying trucks are out. You know, they're working on it. What did you hear, though, Travis?
That they will have 90% of people power up by midnight, and they will get the rest of the 10% tomorrow.
90%.
And you can see on kcpl.com/outage map to see where you are and if you are assigned. And my location is assigned, but it's been assigned since 8 o'clock this morning.
Oh.
How do you know if you're assigned? Because I'm on their map and I can't tell.
I think you type in your address.
Okay.
And it'll show if your place or your area is assigned.
Okay.
Yes, there is a go to overview map, and you can type in address, zip code, or street in city and state.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So 21,724. So they've got it down by a couple thousand since this morning. But really, it would appear as though the worst parts of town are Overland Park, Travis, where you live out in Shawnee, also some areas at least Summit, and then Northeast Kansas City seem to have been the worst.
You guys going to hotels tonight?
You know, I might be coming to your house. Party at Lickett's house.
Why not?
This evening.
Bring it on.
Travis, Mel, me, we'll all just camp out in the living room. And
we'll put up tents.
It's always a party at your house, so.
It literally is.
Could be a good time. We'll go out to the pool.
Yep.
You know?
It's going to be 90 today, right?
And you might lose my voice due to a lot of drinking.
So
that's
be
perfectly
it.
Be fine.
Hey.
That's more okay. Him,
me,
no.
You'll be proud of me.
You?
I was at the pool all day and only drank water yesterday.
Well, look at you becoming more mature.
Right?
Holy cow, look at you learning stuff. So anyway,
one day I'm going to grow up.
To those of you that have been out of power for a long time,
good luck.
Sorry about that.
Yeah,
that's just awful.
And the heat is not helping. It's not helping you. It's not helping the crews.
Correct. It doesn't help anyone be more comfortable in any of this. And we know you don't really have access to Twitter like you might normally, perhaps. But we're having a lot of discussion around here about what's good in your fridge still and what you have to replace. I'm thinking if you've been out of power since Saturday afternoon, everything probably needs to go. That's long enough that even stuff like your condiments, if they're open.
Yeah.
If they weren't open, you're fine. If they weren't open, they didn't need to be in your fridge in the first place. But I'm thinking anything that's bread may be okay. Like bread that you were just putting in there to keep fresh. Coffee's probably okay. Coffee's not going to go bad. Everything else, I think I'm getting rid of.
Meats and cheeses and all that's got
to
go.
Yeah, as long as you don't open the fridge comment that you made to me this morning, just don't open your fridge. Well, sure, that works for 3 hours. But if you've been out since Saturday afternoon, sorry, you're...
You may want to go to the grocery store once your power gets back on.
Mm-hmm. So I'll text you before I come over tonight. Wicked.
Sweet.
I have a meeting that'll go till like 6 or 6:30 and then
I don't think we're doing anything.
So see, this could end up being a fun thing.
There you go. We'll get the airbed out.
There you go.
Judy on Twitter, by the way, writes at KMBZ Radio, our electricity was out for 8 hours. Fridge door never opened. We checked our milk. It seemed good. None of us have died yet. Well,
that's not the chance I'm taking.
That's the endorsement right there, Jamie.
I'm thinking it's better just to get rid of the milk, don't you? Like, I'm thinking that's not something I'm taking a chance on.
Chancing death?
Your beer is fine, yes. To all those asking, I think your beer is okay.
Thank God.
So freezer is where I start to question. Freezer is where I don't know as well.
There's the meat right there.
Because it's going to last a lot longer, you know, before it... And the worst that's going to happen, it's going to thaw. And so if that happens at about the time, you can just move that stuff to the fridge if your power's back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're somebody that has, let's say, a deep freeze full of stuff and you're out for 48 hours, I mean, I don't know how long it takes stuff to thaw.
Well, that's one thing you also don't want to do is have stuff thaw and then have refreeze it again.
Correct.
That's when you get sick.
Then you've got to thaw.
Especially chicken with salmonella.
I did that a couple of weeks ago with hamburger meat. It didn't turn out well.
Yeah.
No. It did not turn out well for me that night.
Hello, breeding ground for disease.
Yeah.
That's how that happens.
Didn't do that well.
Yeah.
Travis, you've been around
too for a little while. I don't remember the last time we had a power outage like this.
No.
That lasted 48 hours like this.
I don't know. I know we had a really bad storm, I would say, maybe 3 years ago, because I lost a car to it.
You lost a car to it?
What?
I've lost more cars in Kansas due to natural disasters than I have. I've gone through 5 cars.
How did we not know any of this?
Wait, there's so much
we don't know about you.
Travis, the onion peels back another layer. You've lost 5 cars to Mother Nature?
Yes.
So what happened most recently, 3 years ago?
There was a huge... You know, just a whole bunch of rain and flooding. And I was living in Olathe. This is when I was still living in the house with football players. And there was water in our basement that was almost thigh high. We had so much water on the street that our cars got totaled from the water and mud being inside of our engines. Our backyard was behind a creek, or a creek was behind us.
And it flooded.
And that flooded out. That went over our gate, flooded our backyard, went through our house. Went through our street. I mean, cars got stuck because people were trying to drive through.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Yeah. So that was one.
That's one. a snowstorm got stuck. And then that was also when I was in a car wreck.
Did you abandon your car during the snowstorm?
Lost it?
I didn't abandon it, but I got in a car wreck. I got hit when I was turning right. Some lady T-boned me because she ran a stoplight.
Okay.
Because her brakes didn't stop. Natural disaster. It was raining one day, and then my axle broke.
Oh my god!
While I was driving,
what? I've had that happen.
Not so I did a 360, and I totaled
the car. Travis, yes. I'm a little afraid to drive with you. Well, not that I ever have.
Well, just not in a storm.
But the thing is, none of these accidents are like saying my fault. Like I've never had to pay anybody for a car wreck.
Have you ever heard of the song "Born Under a Bad Sign"? That would be you, right?
Yeah.
It's like a gray cloud of car accident just follows you and hovers. Yeah.
So,
my goodness. Well, good luck getting your power back on, bro.
But as of right now, my car's good now because it's in the garage at the time of this storm.
Right, okay.
So no tree fell on it.
A minute ago, someone texted in and said, hey, is Trav okay today? Doesn't sound his usual happy self. Yeah, no kidding.
No power.
You
slept in a basement with puddles.
Basement flooded.
I'm a little stressed out today.
I would think so. The only thing you have going for you is that you didn't have to wake up at 4 o'clock this morning to come to work.
Right. Like if this storm was last Sunday... You wouldn't have made it in for EJ and Ellen's program.
Yeah, you would have said.
Oh, darn.
And somebody just said, Travis, when the overview is highlighted in green, does that mean they are in the area? Yes, that means they are assigned to your area.
Okay. Oh, on the P&L outage map.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, well, at least they're trying to chip away at this.
They're working on it. Believe me, they want to get it back on, too.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing they want to do is be out in this heat for another day trying to get power back on.
And
so they're working on it.
Hotter tomorrow. Like, we're going to ramp back up to the mid to late 90s, mid to upper 90s, as we get closer to Wednesday. But then it dips back in, like, a high on, I think, on Friday.
How's life in River Market?
Dude, my power is on. My pool was bumping over the weekend.
Did you flicker even at all?
I think so. I fell asleep before the storm.
Aww.
I didn't even know it rained.
Aw, wow.
Because
and
I was so sleepy from the day at the pool and the sun. I was so tired. I didn't know it rained until Sunday morning. I had no idea because I started getting on Twitter and seeing everybody without power and the temperature in the pool dropped a little bit.
Oh.
I know. These are my first world problems. Wow. Some of the big inflatable floats that we have in the pool blew out onto the street.
So everybody write them down now, First World Friday. We should maybe do a special edition tomorrow. The power outage special.
Yes.
The power outage edition.
Well, yeah. Speaking of that, I love this text. My garage fridge has 6 30-pack of Busch Light.
Yeah.
That is my biggest concern.
Mm-hmm. You got to make sure that stays warm or stays cold, I mean.
Yeah.
So you have 6 30 bombs of Busch Light?
What are you doing?
I mean, that's your nest egg is 6 30 packs of Busch Light.
Well, that's to get through the storm.
Yeah,
that's what they did. They knew the storm was coming.
If the apocalypse happens, that man's got 6 30 packs of Busch Light for you.
All right. So coming up next, we will ask what you think about this policy out of a restaurant in New York. It's their way of making sure that parents that come in with their kids, when those parents are the designated driver, it's their way of making sure those parents don't drive home drunk and making sure that the kids get home safely. We'll tell you the rule that this restaurant has imposed.
98.1 KMBZ, midday with Jamie and Wicket. We'll keep you up to date on any of the storm coverage and the power outages going on. If anything changes, we'll have it for you, as I'm sure Dana and Parks will, coming up at 2 o'clock.
Yes, and no doubt news also will be keeping track of it as we go through the day today. So the next thing we want to talk about is a story out of New York, and to know what you think about this idea, if a restaurant should do this or have the right to do this. Now, keep in mind, bartenders have, in fact, it's their responsibility not to overserve you. So you can be cut off in a bar if a bartender thinks you have had enough to drink to the point that you're a danger, or for whatever reason, the bartender has that right, because the bartender, in theory, could bear some responsibility if they were to overserve you and then you get into an accident, you kill someone. Then that's why those laws exist.
And it's happened.
Yes.
You've seen it every time you go. There's always the one really wasted guy. But then again, there are also times when guys that are bartenders or women that are bartenders, they're not, let's say, a crowded bar.
Mm-hmm.
They may not know that you've had 14 shots. They may not have a clue that you are just completely bombed. You just say, beer. Mm-hmm. And then they throw you down another Budweiser and then they move on or whatever.
And let me tell you, 14 shots to you looks very different than 14 shots to me.
Either way, I'm on the floor. They're 14 shots gone. See you later.
Yeah.
Good night now.
So it gets us to this question about whether businesses should really be getting in your business with that, about whether that's something that your restaurant or your bar and your bartender should have any influence over, or if they should just stay out of it. So we're talking about Peddler's Bar and Bistro. This is out of Clifton Park, New York, that notifies customers that if they have children with them and they are driving home, if you are the designated driver, you can only have one alcoholic drink. Now, they say while legally the restaurant cannot enforce the policy, they have been able to have it in effect since 2010.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. So the owner says, "We love children. Everyone loves children, and children don't have a voice. I could never live with myself knowing that I killed someone driving. I could never do it. It's a choice that you have to avoid." Customers don't seem to be incredibly bothered by it, because they say, if you're the designated driver anyway, and you're willing to tell them that, then it's just kind of helping to protect you from that decision. But they limit you to one drink, and they just won't serve you beyond that.
There are a lot of different loopholes in this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
There's a ton of different loopholes in this. But on the surface, from a truthfulness, from a trustworthy angle, it seems like it's probably a really good idea.
It does. But again, one drink to you is different than one drink to me, or three drinks to you is different than three drinks to me. And so is it possible that Mike Wicket, who has had more experience drinking than I have, you can be the designated driver and have two drinks over the course of 3 hours, which I would trust you to do. If you and I went out to dinner and you were going to be the designated driver, I guess maybe I've just been around you enough drinking, but I generally think if you have two drinks over the course of 3 hours,
including a meal,
and you're eating, I assume you're okay to drive.
I'm fine to
drive. I trust you to drive me home.
Thank you.
So that eliminates this, though. That says, that assumes that everybody metabolizes alcohol the same.
It's kind of a black and white answer to a problem. I don't know too many parents. Now, I'll say this. From a lot of my friends and a lot of the parents that I've been out with, I don't know too many moms and dads that are sitting there getting overserved with their kid or their kids with them, knowing that they have to drive home. Maybe it's a mile. Maybe it's 10 miles. I would hope, and this goes back to our conversation last hour about who can parent and who shouldn't parent.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going out with your kids and you have beer, fine. But if you're going out with your kids and you have five beers,
right?
Then there's a bigger question there than just, you know, am I going to be okay to drive?
Right. Like, I kind of say, what's the lowest common denominator with that? What's the point at which we can pretty much guarantee everyone is going to be ill-equipped to drive at that point?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you've had X amount over this amount of time, that is the point at which we can pretty much guarantee you are an unsafe driver.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like for everybody that is one drink. I
think
some people can have a drink. And dinner. What if dinner takes 2 or 3 hours? You can have a drink over the course of 2 or 3 hours and... Or two, because this says you can have one and then that's it.
And we've talked about going out to nice dinners,
mm-hmm.
and whether or not kids belong in those nicer dinners. And this is probably a pretty nice restaurant.
Yeah,
you know,
it sounds like it.
It's a nice little bar and bistro, whatever mm-hmm. it is in New York.
Yeah.
What if you and I want a bottle of wine?
Yeah.
What if you and I want to split a bottle of wine? Now, the alternative to this is very, very easy. And I'm sure the text line is loaded with this. If you want to have a second drink and you want to go out with your kids,
mm-hmm.
go to another place.
Or
that's the easy answer.
It is, yes.
Or lie.
Or should the restaurant stay out of your parenting? Should the restaurant get out of your business and trust you that as a parent, if you decide, you know, what if you go there as the designated driver and you decide, yeah, we're going to split a bottle of wine. You know what? I'm going to Uber home instead. The family and I are going to Uber home instead. That's not the restaurant's business to decide that. I mean, kudos to them for feeling like they're protecting kids. I'm not saying that that's not virtuous. But a lot of parents are going to say, this is, you know, stay out of it. I'll decide when I'm too drunk to drive home. You won't. And how dare you not serve me? Yes, you can totally go somewhere else. I understand.
Yeah.
But again, legally, they can't enforce it.
No, they can't. They really can't. You can do a number of things. Yeah, you can go somewhere else. You can tell them you're taking an Uber, or you can actually take an Uber.
Or lie about being the designated driver.
Right.
You can just tell them I was going to Uber home and leave my...
Right.
Is it okay if I leave my car here?
Right, exactly.
And then what are they going to do after you leave the parking lot?
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
really?
I'm not saying any of this is good.
But,
I'm not saying these are all good alternatives to not drinking if you're the designated driver. But a lot of you parents, every time we talk about stuff like this, you say... I'm going to parent the way I want to parent.
Very true.
And if I decide that I'm going to have more than one drink over the course, especially over the course of 3 hours, hell, I could have 2 drinks over the course of 3 hours and be okay to drive home, especially if I've eaten.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would trust myself to be fine.
I think the bottom line in all this is if you don't like the rule, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's the thing is, I don't know should other restaurants do this? Would this keep you from going to a restaurant, let's say it was your favorite one in Overland Park or a place you really liked on the plaza, and they had this new policy out, and you were with EJ and little EJ.
And I was the DD, and they were...
And there was EJ getting hammered.
No, if I was going to be the driver, no, because I would never take somebody else's life in my hands. Mm-hmm. If I was going to be the DD, then I would say, no, I'm not going to drink. My question is, should this apply to adults, even those who don't have children with them? If you are there with a group of adults and you are, why does this only apply if you have kids with you?
That's a good question. And I never thought of that. What is it? Is it just because their kids are present?
Right.
I mean,
why are we only protecting kids?
Jamie Monticelli could go out and have 4 drinks and drive home. Whether the kid's in the car or not, you're not able to drive.
Right.
All right. You're not safe on the road. So hopefully you wouldn't do that. What is the big deal if the kid is there or not? It still is. I mean, I know what you're saying. Mike, there's a child, so a child's life could be at risk. Yeah, I get that. But still, you know, if I have 4 glasses of wine, that's about a bottle of wine, mm-hmm. I shouldn't be on the road.
Correct.
And it doesn't matter if I've got little Timmy with me or not.
But if you want to take that chance, who is a restaurant to tell you you can't? And if you're going to do it... If you're going to put this rule in place, don't apply it just to people with children. So it's okay with you if adults get killed on their way home,
right?
But not children.
No, a kid, a solo.
Yeah.
It's okay if I'm out with Lee and we both have a bottle of wine each or whatever. Mm. She has a couple of vodkas and I have a bottle of Cabernet. That's okay for them to let me get out and drive, which is not. But if I've got little Timmy with us,
mm-hmm.
then no. Then we're putting on a 1 drink limit.
And somebody's saying it's because adults have a choice and kids don't. But if really your concern is protecting people from drunk driving, then protect all people?
Yes.
Not just child people?
And I still can't believe that, you know, anybody who would go out with their kids would be like, you know what?
I'm going to.
But Wicket, we all.
I know.
You and I both come from families of big drinkers. Yeah. And I guarantee you and I were both that kid.
Yeah.
That was out with the parents that had too much to drink and drove home anyway.
Probably at
guarantee
some point.
Guarantee we were.
Probably at some point.
I know I was.
To me, you know, if I go out with friends and they bring their kids, I'll probably limit myself to one beer or two. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Unless we're going over there, you know, they're having a party and their kids are around, whatever. But still, if you're going out with your kids, this should not be something I have to say, but we know we do. If you're going out to dinner with your children, don't get bombed and drive
home.
And drive home.
Somebody just texted this in. What if the person without kids has those extra drinks, gets in his car, leaves, and crashes into a car with kids? Kids are still in danger in that case.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Have it for everybody, not just
one
if
drink,
your kids in with you.
One drink? Again, this will not be something that catches on everywhere. This will not be, I can't see this becoming popular.
But we're doing more, restaurants are starting to implement more rules for how they're running the restaurant when kids are involved. Now we've got, you know, kids not allowed after certain times in some places. You know, we're becoming more aware of the restaurant experience like that where kids are involved. So maybe
we can get back into whether or not we don't want your kids at the nice restaurant after 7 p.m. debate. We can do that again.
Yeah.
one if you'd like. It's on our Facebook page. You can go check it out. It's on Twitter there as well. We'll get to our conversation about the Jazz Museum and why the city keeps bailing out the Jazz Museum coming up after one.
And I need you to explain a new term to me coming up.
All right.
What is a mancation? Am I going to have to explain this to you?
You might have to explain what that is to me. A mancation?
This is apparently a thing. We have two things that people do more of now. Everything is a moon, baby moon, mini moon, honeymoon, whatever. And then we've got cations on everything. And the next thing is a mancation.
We'll tell you what a mancation is next on 98.1 KMBZ. 98.1 KMBZ Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Jamie Monticelli, Mike Wicket. Coming up after one, we'll talk about the American Jazz Museum and whether or not the city of Kansas City should keep bailing out a piece of history here in KC. But you have a new term for me.
Yeah. What I'm just going to ask, I'll just ask you what Money-ish puts on the top of their site. What is a mancation? And why are men taking that?
I don't know what a mancation is. I know what a staycation is.
Are men doing this? 229-80 or 576-7798. Tell me, I have it in my head that somebody who works here does this every year with guys from high school.
Okay.
I won't call them out in case I'm totally wrong and making stuff up. Okay, here's what it says. Again, this is out of Money-ish. Sometimes dudes just want to be with themselves, and they're increasingly headed to Alaska to do so.
Alaska.
According to a recent survey conducted by mantripping.com, which I need you to look up to make sure it's a real site.
That could be weird.
Alaska is the most popular destination for so-called mancations, or holidays that men either take by themselves or with their male pals. Going on a land and sea tour in what's often called the coldest state, Alaska, was the preferred choice of 26% of respondents ahead of a golf vacation in Florida and hitting the Bourbon Trail in Kentucky. This says the term mancation has been used at least since the mid-aughts when it came up in the breakup. It was popularized as the antithesis of a girl's trip. And then it apparently faded away in the Great Recession, but it seems to have returned. The spa at the Four Seasons Hotel in Las Vegas, for instance, is promoting gentleman collection packages.
Oh, nice.
While the D Hotel in Sin City plugs its convention halls as a man cave party space.
Nice. A mancation. So this is just like going on a trip with your bros.
I guess. Or by yourself.
See, but don't guys do this like
all the time anyway?
I don't, of course, in 2017, everything has to have a term. Mm-hmm. But I mean, don't guys go on golf trips with each other? Like, isn't that something like they do? Like, I don't have one of these.
Maybe. Now we have a term for it.
Yeah, right?
Instead of girls' trips, now we have mancations.
A boys' trip? By the way, mantripping.com is an actual site.
Is it?
It's interesting.
A credible site?
I don't know.
Are we given?
There's a lot of information on it.
Okay.
Mantripping.com.
Advocates of mancations say they're a fun way to let off steam that allows guys to be guys. They got one guy they talk to here every year for over a decade. Patrick Winkler has camped for a weekend in Southern California with a group of male friends that now includes coworkers and in-laws.
Oh.
He said, "We hunker down, face the elements together, and enjoy the camaraderie. While many of his buddies are married, he is single and dates a lot." He said, "I might catch them up a little on my life, or sometimes they live vicariously through me."
All right.
Here's another one. There's another guy who's going on a mancation next month in Palm Desert to ride off-road trucks with his friends.
Oh.
So
anybody doing this other than like golf weekends?
Why is Alaska such the big, that's the part of this I don't get. Far and away, Alaska is the most popular place for this to go happen.
I don't know the answer.
I don't, that's somewhere that I'd like to go, but I don't get why, I don't get why that's a thing. Okay, good. We need to go to the phones all because right. It is Mark Lavoie.
All right, Mark Lavoie from the
okay,
newsroom.
That's what I thought.
And his wife is on the line.
Hi,
Alice.
Alice. Hello, Alice.
Alice. Alice.
All right. Well, okay.
She
so,
works. Your husband works in radio. You should know there's a delay. Travis, can you check on Alice and we'll go right back to her?
We'll get back to her. Yeah. Okay, so Mark Lavoie does this every year, and I believe it's with guys from high school
really?
That he's been doing, and I think there's, again, I don't know why I remember some stuff like this, but I think there's a group of like 10 or 15 of them, but whoever can make it every year makes it out of that group. And they've been doing this for a long time.
Is Mark here?
Is that not a mancation?
It seems like it.
Anybody to me, else that's a mancation.
Anybody else go? Because right now, I think every vacation I would go on for the foreseeable future, I would go on with Lee.
Well, you're newly married.
Right.
That's, yeah.
I mean, that's,
you can't just.
I'm sure if I said, hey, I'm going to go to, you know, Seattle for a weekend with the guys, I don't think she'd have a big problem with it. But right now we're in that phase of I don't need a mancation.
Mm-hmm.
Are guys doing this? 576-7798. And if you are, where are you going? Text in 22980.
Somebody said the reason for Alaska is great hunting and fishing.
Ah,
that's
okay.
Coming in. Is that all, guys? I don't think that's... You're not going to Alaska to hunt and fish.
I don't hunt.
Where are you going?
I don't hunt. I like to fish, but I don't take it all that seriously. Like, I'm on a... It's a reason to drink beer on a boat.
You're not... No offense.
No.
You're not quiet enough for it.
For hunting?
For fishing. You don't sit still enough. You can't be quiet that long.
I think I'm a better... I'm more suited... For fishing than I am for hunting.
Why?
Because hunting, you have to be quiet as well.
True.
Plus,
if
you're going to
shoot things,
and it's cold, and like you have to go sit in a box in a tree covered in deer pee, and you can't talk, and you can't, and you have to wait for Bambi to walk by before you open up and put a bullet in her head.
So what?
And then you have to track the thing for like 3 hours. God, no! I'd rather not.
Yeah, you're kind of a. I mean, you're a camper, but mm-hmm. you're a camper for the booze and for the fun.
Yeah.
Not for the outdoor. It just happens to
I'm
be outdoors.
I'm not terribly outdoorsy.
No, you're really not.
No.
That's not. So if you're not hunting and fishing, and I assume there are more men like you that
yeah.
don't, that not every guy likes to hunt and fish. Not every guy's grunting out there. What are you guys doing? Golf? Is that where the golf in Florida comes in?
Uber Johnny has dialed us up at 576-7798. Where are you going on your mancation, Uber Johnny?
Hey, man, isn't that called a float trip?
Well, I mean, it could be, but you can go on a float trip with women, too.
Yeah, but not my float trip.
What are you doing?
Whoa, what's on your float trip, oh, Uber Johnny?
Now we have questions.
It was just all guys, all beer, and no food.
And no food? That's how you know no women went on the trip. Because women would have been responsible for keeping you sustained.
If we wanted food, we would make peanut butter and jelly sandwich or have deviled eggs. Either way, we're good.
Wait. By the way, hold on.
One requires no refrigeration.
You're bringing $1,000 of the beer and deviled eggs?
No, pickled eggs.
Oh, you said deviled eggs.
That doesn't make any sense to me either.
It's all good, Johnny. Take care, man. I love going on a float trip.
Boys are weird sometimes.
Yeah, we have no food except for pickled eggs and beer.
What? Did you say peanut butter sandwiches?
Peanut butter and jelly.
That I get.
Yeah.
That doesn't require refrigeration. You can
right.
make that ahead of time.
Right. I wish his answer
eggs.
Really was deviled eggs, though.
Yeah.
Like, this is what we got, guys. 40 cases of Busch Light and some deviled eggs.
Uh-huh.
That's all we've got. Float trip. Let's go.
Thanks,
Johnny. We've got Alice Lavoie back on with us. Mark Lavoie from our newsroom's wife, Alice, is with us. Thanks for dialing us back, Alice. We appreciate it.
Yes, I'm so sorry. I was driving down to Spring Hill for some business, and I got into a hotel, but I'm in a good one now, so I pulled over.
So Mark goes on a mancation every single year?
He does this mancation. We've heard of that. You know, he just goes, it's called the SMS, which is...
Alice,
your phone. We have to ask Mark to explain it.
Yes.
Your phone keeps cutting out.
But
there.
I think my memory's pretty good on that. I think it's from high school.
Where do they go?
That's the part I don't know.
All right. Travis,
that's what I need her for.
We're going to give Alice one more shot. All right. We'll come back to her while we go. While you check on that, let's go to Timmy and KC. Timmy, you're on 98.1 KMBZ.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Do you go on a float trip or a mancation of some kind every year?
Yeah, I always just called it a personal retreat, and I go to the beach. I go to Destin, Florida every year.
Do you go by yourself or you take other men with you?
Sometimes I'll take other dudes with me, or I'll take my son with me. I have a teenage son, and we'll go and just just man time.
Oh, that's cool.
We just sit on the beach, smoke cigars, and hang out.
Are you? And you're married, Tim?
Yeah, I'm married 23 years.
What does she think when you're like, hey, I'm going to take my son to go smoke cigars on the beach in Florida?
Or by myself.
She loves it. She loves that I get to do it. She thinks it's wonderful.
That's cool, man.
Does she
I love
do
that.
One of her own then? Does she do a girls' trip?
Yeah, yep, she does. She does. Of course, this sounds bad, but she went to Las Vegas last year with about 10 of her friends.
How'd that go?
And yeah, it was good.
Or she do you know?
Time. Yeah, from what I know, it went really well.
As always. Hey, Timmy, thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. I would do this, but like, I'm not like you where I could go somewhere alone.
No.
I couldn't do, like, let's say it was to...
That would be zero fun for you.
Like, for Timmy, he went to Florida. Like, let's say it was going to go to Cocoa Beach, Florida, or something like that, or Orlando. I couldn't do that alone.
I bet you would be better at it than you think, because for the same reason that you're afraid that you wouldn't be. You're a social guy. I could see you, especially a place like Florida. Like, you couldn't do Iceland. That would
God.
Nothing about that would...
No.
You would not... You'd suffer.
No, not alone.
But Florida, you could go to Tampa or something, and you would go into bars, and you would talk people up and make friends. I don't know if it'd be fun, but you'd do it. I don't know if you'd enjoy that as much, but... And not everybody can. Not everybody is suited for it.
Right.
You're just not.
It's
okay.
Travis, you want to go on a mancation, bro? Where do you want to go?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I like taking trips, whether it's by myself or with a group of people.
Really? Mel would be cool with it, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You've gone alone?
Yes.
On stuff? What have you done alone?
I've gone to Colorado a few times by myself.
Oh, really?
I smile as I say
really?
This.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Now we know.
What'd you do in Colorado by yourself, Travis?
I went to a Rockies game.
Yeah.
Went to a few breweries.
Right. Anything else? Anything else? You visit any of the local products they have for sale there?
I went to the Red Rocks Amphitheater.
Jeez.
Smelled the beautiful flowers.
Those are not flowers. That's marijuana, my friend. That's pot. But it's legal there. All right. Well, if you go on to a mancation, let us know. 22980.
Carol, I could see you and Vern going to Vegas or something together.
Me and Travis and Vern.
Yeah.
Going to Denver.
Yeah, reliving the wedding.
Kara Markser, does your husband ever go on a mancation?
He hasn't in the 6 years I've known him.
Okay.
And he won't now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.